This story is called Down and Out in Los Angeles, or The Day I Almost Became Gay. In my 20s, I hitchhiked out to California, went right to Los Angeles, went right to the beach, laid out my towel, I laid out myself, and 4 hours later, I was sunburned. And this was not a cute, red as a lobster, New England style sunburn. This was the real deal. I developed huge blisters on my legs that were filled with fluid and sloshed when I walked. After 2 nights, I was feeling worse rather than better, so I got back on the highway and started heading home. First car that stopped for me was a little red Volkswagen Karmann Ghia. It was a sports car from the 70s. The driver had long blonde hair and a beautiful face like Sharon Stone. He glanced at my legs and said, "That's not good. Why don't you stay with me and my girlfriend for a couple nights?" So we got back to his place. His girlfriend made dinner, then she went to bed. Then he took out some beer, then he took out some weed, and we partied for about an hour. I thought to myself, you know, this guy's okay. He's sharing his house, he's sharing his food, he's sharing his party supplies. So I took out a bottle of Percodan that I'd been saving for special occasions. Now, Percodan was a prescription painkiller known to induce feelings of well-being and camaraderie. So the next day, he goes to work, girlfriend goes to work, I sit on the couch and watch TV. End of the day, he comes home, no sign of the girlfriend. After dinner, he takes out some beer, he takes out some weed, I take out the Percodan, which is known to induce feelings of well-being and camaraderie. After about an hour of partying, he says, "Have you ever been to a gay bar?" And I think to myself, you know, I think this guy's daring me. So at the bar, guys are checking me out, buying me drinks. I thought to myself, you know, this must be what it's like to be a hot chick. So the next day, he goes to work. I sit on the couch and watch TV. End of the day, he comes home. No sign of the girlfriend. After dinner, he pulls out some beer. He pulls out some weed. I pull out the Percodan, which is known to induce feelings of well-being and camaraderie. After about an hour of partying, he says, you know, why don't you sleep in my bed with me? It's probably a lot more comfortable than that couch. I thought to myself, you know, I think he's daring me. So we go to his room, and his bed is huge. It's the size of a swimming pool. And I look at his long blonde hair and his beautiful Sharon Stone face. And then I look back at the bed, and I notice that the sheets are all kind of bunched up and sprinkled with little white crusty stains. And I think to myself, you know, if I sleep in that bed, tomorrow morning I could wake up all bunched up and sprinkled with little crusty white stains. So I say to him, you know, I'm still pretty sunburned. It's probably better if I sleep out in the living room again. So the next day, he goes to work. I sit on the couch and watch TV. He comes home at the end of the day. No sign of the girlfriend. After dinner, he takes out some beer. He takes out some weed. I take out some Percodan, which is known to induce feelings of well-being and camaraderie. After an hour of partying, no mention of gay bars, no mention of sleeping in his bed. So this scenario repeats itself for a couple more nights. And at the end of the week, he comes home with a plane ticket. I didn't know it, but he was a travel agent. So the next day, we go to the airport, and the gate agent meets us with a wheelchair. She says, "Mr. Ross, I understand you're not feeling well. We're going to put you in first class." So I look at Mr. Sharon Stone, his long blonde hair and his beautiful face, and I give him a hug, I give him a kiss on the mouth, and I give him my Percodan. And thinking back on it now, he was a better man than I was at that age. I wouldn't have gone through that much trouble for someone that wouldn't put out.